did he ask questions. As for his fighting, this man fought men. Never did he fight women. Indeed, his mental aberration, as diagnosed by the community, was that he expected women to be doughty, inspirational, even mythical, supernatural figures. We were supposed also to altercate with them, more or less too to overrule him, which was all very unusual, but part of his unshakable women rules. If a woman wasn't being mythical and so on, he tried to nudge things in that direction by himself, becoming slightly dictatorial towards her. By this he was discomfited, but had faith that once she came to with the help of his improvised despotism, she would remember who she was and indignantly reclaim her something beyond the physical once again.
"Not particularly balanced, then," said some men of the area, probably all men of the area.
"But if he has to have an imbalance," said all women of the area, "we think it best he proceed in it this way." So, with his atypical high regard for all things female, he proved himself popular with the females without any awareness he was popular with them, which made him more popular. Of beneficial significance also, I mean for me with my current problem with the milkman, was that all the women of the area viewed brother-in-law this way. So not just one woman, or two women, or three, or even four women. Small-numbered women, unless married to, mother of, groupie of, or in some way connected with the men of power in our area, meaning the paramilitaries in our area, would have gotten nowhere in directing communal action, in influencing to their advantage public opinion here. Local women en masse, however, did so command, and on the rare occasions when they rose up against some civic, social, or local circumstance, they presented a surprising formidable force of which other forces, usually considered more formidable, had no choice but to take note. Together then, these women were appreciative of their champion, which meant they'd be protective of this champion. That was him and the women. As for him and the men of the area, and perhaps to their astonishment, most men liked and respected third brother-in-law too. Given his superb physicality and instinctive understanding of the combative male code of the district, he had the proper credentials, even if his behoving to women in the eyes of the men had reached extreme banana stage. In the area, therefore, he was all roundly accepted, as by me too he was accepted. And in the past, I did used to run with him, but then one day I stopped. His tyrannous approach to physical exercise.